1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Good evening and welcome to this, the latest edition of the Freedom Fry Hi-Fi, coming to you on Radioactive International, International Freeform Radio. This week we're going to have a raga by Ustad Ali Akbar Khan, and we're going to have some gamelan music from Java, some pieces by a piece by Stan Kenton, Bud Shank, some calypsos, and a few ethnic sides. So in a way it's the usual jumble here on the hi-fi, and everything this week again taken from long playing vinyl records. So let's get to the Ali Akbar Khan track. It's extended. It does come from an LP that plays at 45 RPM, but the piece is still 20 minutes long. So let me get it lined up. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
show gone already on two tracks. So let me tell you, the last piece you heard there was a gamelan piece recorded in 1972 in the Sultan's Palace in Java, and it's on Deutsche Grammophon Records. So that's why it sounded a lot better than that beat up one I played beforehand, which was originally an audiophile record, but not by the time I got it. And that was the Raga by Ustad Ali Akbar Khan. Some did Raga Garu Manjari. And the gamelan piece was directed by Radin Raja Gondo Kusumo. And the title was Kiyahi Kibong Agong. A gang. And next I'm going to play a track from Dorothy Collins' Experiment Songs, Ballads for the Age of Science by Hi Zarat and Lou Singer. And I think I'll play It's a Magnet.
With your kind permission, we would like to say hello and to entertain you with a scientific show. What's the first attraction would you really like to know?
Yes!
What's the first attraction?
It's a magnet!
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the kind of magnet that is called a bar. North and south are marked on the magnet. If you're ever lost and wonder where you are, just hang the magnet from a string and presto, change-o, the magnet becomes a compass. It's the kind of magnet that we say is permanent. It can do so many things, and with your kind consent, we would like to show you in our first experiment. What's the big attraction in a magnet?
Observe the magnet in my hand, ladies and gentlemen. Also, observe the collection of things on the table. I bring the magnet to a nail. Is the nail attracted to the magnet?
Yes!
That's because it's made of iron. Here's a penny. Is it attracted to the magnet?
No!
The penny is made of copper. Will the magnet attract this paperclip or this safety pin?
Yes!
That's because they both contain iron. How about this rubber band?
No!
What else is attracted to a magnet? Try it yourself and find out.
Magnets are attractive, but it's time to move along and to put a happy ending to the magnet song. When we ask the question, give the answer loud and strong. Ready? What's the big attraction? It's a magnet!
Right there, so there was another set of three. And the hi-fi coming to you, Radioactive International. International Freeform Radio. I'm going to quick put a plug out there to remind listeners that if they are enjoying what they're hearing, and if they're capable, donate to support the running of the station. We don't need a lot of money to keep things up and going, but we do need some money to keep things up and going. And any donation is truly appreciated. Now let me have a recap of the three songs I just played. First was It's a Magnet by Dorothy Collins, who was, I think at one point, married to Raymond Scott. And she made a series of albums for school kids about weather and scientific phenomena, and that was from the Experiment LP. After that we had a horn from Robert Grettinger's This Modern World, directed by Stan Kenton and his orchestra. And end of the set was Bud Schenk, Valve in Head. And now I'm going to play some Calypso tunes. First up is Tickle Tickle, which I think was written by Sam Manning. Recorded here by the fabulous McCleverties.
Began. The first man was called Adam. A paradise he had, but he was lonely and sad. So they put him in a slumber that was deep. And that's when they made woman. When a man was fast asleep, well, there ought to be a law that a man can tickle, 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 tickle just a little. There ought to be a law that a man can tickle till he find a woman with his river. Yes, love is a pickle and they don't want a nickel. So why in the devil can't we tickle, 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 tickle just a little before you pick a pickle, tickle till you find your river. Lies. So Eve said to Adam, come on, let's know the truth. And that's how come poor Adam tasted a forbidden fruit. Yes, there ought to be a law that a man can tickle, 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 tickle just a little. There ought to be a law that a man can tickle till he find a woman with his river. Yes, love is a fickle and they don't want a nickel. So why in the devil can't we tickle, 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 tickle just a little before you pick a pickle, tickle till you find your river.
When you died after burial, you got to come back as an insect or animal. I heard when you died after burial, you got to come back as an insect or animal. Well, if it's so, I don't want to be a monkey, either a goat, a sheep, or donkey. My brother said he'd like to come back a hog, but not me. I want to be a bed bug just because I want to bite those young ladies' partner like a hot dog or a hamburger. And if you know you're thin, don't be in a fright. It's only big fat woman I'm going to bite. What would you like to be? I asked Mr. Ross. He said he begged the devil to turn him a horse. I asked another fellow they call Lawrence. He said he want to be a big black wood and little foolish. When you turn a horse, you got to carry people load, get legs from your boss, and as a wood and this whole wood you have to eat. But as a bed bug, I'm biting the human meat. I'm going to bite those young ladies' partner like a hot dog or a hamburger. And if you know you're thin, don't be in a fright. It's only big fat woman I'm going to bite. I want you, believe it, so help me bless. I'll be a different kind of bedbug from all the rest. I ain't fighting no ordinary people. You got to be quite social and respectable, such as female doctors and barristers, duchesses, princesses with nice figures. And when I fight them, friends are going and boast, and I call in myself King Bedbug the First. I'm going to buy those young ladies partner, like a hot dog or a hamburger. And if you know your thing, don't be in a fright, it's only big fat woman I'm going to bite. I know some husbands, how they fast and fresh, they would be waiting for this bedbug to bite their flesh. But I wouldn't bite a man if they kill me dead, not as long as the opposite sex on the bed. Biting a man, I might break my teeth, to a bedbug man's skin harder than concrete. So if a bug bite a man, the result is bad. Men feet have too much hair and their legs too hard. I'm going to bite those young ladies bad now, like a hot dog or a hamburger. And if you know your thing, don't be in a fright, it's only big fat woman I'm going to bite.
Okay, let me recap there for you what tunes I played and what I try to figure out what I'm going to play next. And we opened up was Tickle Tickle by the Fabulous McCleverties, recorded I think about 56-57. After that, Bedbug by the Mighty Zebra from Trinidad and Tobago. And ending was a recording from Cuba made in 1951. Title track is Tonada do Punto Fijo. And unfortunately, I can't tell you the name of that act. It's a Cuban double anthology I got on vinyl, but the sleeve notes are all in Spanish. And even though I don't have any Spanish comprehension, I can still work out usually when they name the act. And they don't name the act on the sleeve. That I'm pretty sure of. And I think next I'm going to play some... I only have time for about two or three more tunes. Let me see, what do I have? I'm going to play something from Banjo Picking Girl. Big Eyed Rabbit by Eva Davis and Samantha Bumgarner.
Thank you. give me a round. Get there, get there, get there now. Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm getting there now. Here's my rib. Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm getting up. Getting there, get there, get there now. Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm getting there now. You jump out and start to run. You shoot down the mole shotgun. Get there, get there, get there now. Yes, Lord, Lord, I'm getting there now.
Come, boss, man, and why? fight the hail from both men.
All right, I guess that's about it. I got room for one more thing. Maybe, depends how long I talk for. Anyway, thanks once again for tuning into the Freedom Fry Hi-Fi, most sincerely. And let me tell you before I go what you had. Well, it's a Big Eyed Rabbit by Eva Davis and Samantha Baum, Bumgarner, taken from the Rounder record, Banjo Picking Girl Volume 1. And then after that was from the compilation Brass Pins and Match Heads on Mississippi Canary, and that was a tune by Faustino Santa Alice's al Longse de Torina, Far from the Stew Bowl, and it was a Spanish recording from, I don't know, late 40s, can't be sure. Anyway, that's enough of my lack of knowledge. As usual, I haven't really told you much about what records I played, but I hope you enjoyed them nonetheless. And tune in next week. I don't know what I'm going to do. I was supposed to do a cover show this week, but I just didn't have the time to pull one together. So I had to kind of go with a second show of LPs. LP tracks, should I say. So I don't know. I'm not promising that for next week. I'm not promising that at all. But until then, stay safe. Be nice to each other. Good night.